الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون، هم أزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون، لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون، سلام قولا من رب رحيم.
Indeed, today the people of Jannat will be rejoicing in their activities. They and their wives will be reclining on couches in the shade of groves. For them will be different types of fruit, and for them is whatever they call out for. Salam, peace, as a word from the most gracious Rabb. Here in this verse, after explaining the advent of Qiyamah and the blowing of the trumpet, people coming out of the graves, now Allah Ta'ala explains the people of Jannat, those that brought Iman, obeyed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, followed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the obedient servants. Allah Ta'ala explains the joys, the happiness, and the eternal bliss of these people. On that day, Allah Ta'ala says, they will be rejoicing in their activities. The only activity is to enjoy in Jannat from all the different favors and bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we can imagine the celebration on that day. Alhamdulillahilladhi azhaba anna al-hazan. Allah Ta'ala now has relieved us from all the grief, all the worry, all the troubles of the world. And now we just have to enjoy, eat. It is Eid every day in Jannat, and it just gets better and better. So Allah Ta'ala explains a little, they and their wives will be sitting in shades of groves. You can imagine the scene, an orchard, groves, how beautiful. And they're sitting in the shade, reclining. And they will have different types of fruit. And they will be in the position of command. Whatever they called for, they'll be served. There'll be young lads that will be serving the Jannatis. Just to give some description, what comes in the hadith. There's one hadith about Ramadan. And a person will get one hur in Jannat for every fast he keeps. The description comes that one hur will have 70 types of clothing and garments, 70 different colors, 70 types of perfume. She will have 70,000 young lads serving her. Each one will have a golden tree. On that golden tree, they will have different varieties, fruit and other types of food. And in each taste and morsel, there's a different burst of flavor, a different exhilaration. So she will have 70 types of beds and spreads and cushions, and the husband will also have golden bangles which will be permissible and allowed in Jannat. And this is a picture and a scene of richness and bliss and happiness and just enjoyment all the time. Regarding the fruit of Jannat, then it will be easy for them to pluck. They want it, it will just come to them. It will be easy for them to pick. Regarding the grapes of Jannat, then in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes one bunch of grapes will be a month's journey, so huge. One grape itself will be like the size of a goat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Abyad min al laban, ahla min al asal. It is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, softer than butter. I was trying to think what will match something like this in the world. It's a barfi. You know, grapes will be like a barfi. White and sweet and soft. So that's how the grapes will be. So these descriptions come in the hadith regarding the wives of Jannat. One hadith says, there is a whore in Jannat, her name is La'iba. All the whores of Jannat, they admire her. You can imagine her beauty. And they tell her, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الطَّالِبُونَ لَكِ the Jaddu. If those that are seeking you had to know what you are, who you are, they would really have strived. They would have strived very hard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha says, كَانَ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْعَشَرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would strive and exert himself in the last 10 days of Ramadan, 10 nights of Ramadan, much more than what he would do in the first 20 days. شَدَّ مِيزَرَهُ وَأَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ وَإِيقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. He would tie his lungi very, very tight. Now is the time to work, not the time for pleasure. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stay up at night, and he would wake up his family also. You also wake up in ibadat. Normally, tahajjud time, you find the hadith says, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha would pull her legs in, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had space to make sajda. So it doesn't say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up that time. But here, specific mention is made that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayqadha ahlahu, he'd wake up his family to make ibadat also in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So that is the description of Jannat. They say the Hoor of Jannat, if she had to just spit into the ocean, the water of the ocean from salty would become sweet. And if she had to talk to a dead person, he'll come out of his grave alive. And she have to talk to a live person, he'll die with happiness. So these are the Hoors of Jannat. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Humma azwajuhum, they and their wives will be sitting in the shades of the groves, reclining on couches and cushions. Lahum fiha faqiha, they will have different types of fruits, and they will just get whatever they want. They'll just desire it and it will come to them. And what is the cherry on the top? Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Direct salam will come to them from Allah. From Allah, Allah will give them salam. What more a person wants? Allah said, peace upon you. Allahumma arzuqna, may Allah Ta'ala grant it to all of us. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. We have to compete for this. Allah Ta'ala is, in the hadith it says, Allah is looking at you in Ramadan. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَلَىٰ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فَأَرُ اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا. Show Allah Ta'ala the goodness in you. Now the last 10 nights are coming. Compete to make Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala happy for Jannat. The hadith says, ask for Jannat. Ask for protection from Jahannam. The next verse is about Jahannam that we will discuss tomorrow. But we need to see how we can secure our Jannat. Jannat is being prepared the whole year for Ramadan. So we make dua, Allah, don't deprive us of the Jannat that you have been preparing all the time. Accept our fast, accept our qiyam, accept our ibadat, and include us from the people of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah.